Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. I'm your host, Peter Apathy, and we have a number of students and an instructor here from Pacific High School. We are here for our live local interview to talk about a plant sale. So I'm going to start. Andrea Fraga, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Jeremiah Ward, good morning.
Good morning.
Awesome. And Trenton Laura.
Good morning.
Did I say that right? Mm-hmm. Awesome. So there is a plant sale coming up. And Andrea, I'm going to start with you to give us a little bit of info on what's coming up later this week.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. We have the Pacific High School plant sale. It's an annual plant sale we do every spring. And we sell seedlings that were grown by the spring garden class as a fundraiser for our garden to cafeteria program. And we have all kinds of things. We have over 1,300 plants to sell this year.
1,300 plants.
Over 1,300. They're all seedlings, or grown from seed in our classrooms. And there's veggies, herbs, fruit.
Great. So we've got two students who are part of this class. So Jeremiah, I'm going to start with you to tell me a little bit about the class itself.
Pacific High garden class is pretty fun. You could do a lot of school garden plants. You have to transplant them over 3 times. Depends on the plant.
Okay.
And this year I'm deciding to do catnip.
Catnip?
Catnip in the school garden. See how
really?
It does.
Really? So we're going to circle back to that in a minute. I want to talk to Trenton, too. So, Trenton, you are also a student in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me what's your plant superpower here.
I love growing strawberries.
You love growing strawberries. What do you love about growing strawberries?
I think they're just a cool plant. They look really pretty. And it's just fun to grow them. Fun to see your work as it goes on.
And that just started earlier this year, right? We talked earlier before we went on air about growing strawberries from seeds.
Yeah. So the seedling started around late March.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where did the seeds come from?
The school.
The school. Okay.
Yeah, the school provides seeds.
Andrea, do you know where do you get the seeds? You must be planning ahead of time for this.
Yes, we've been lucky to have a lot of donations of seeds from Spinards and especially Ace Hardware. But I donated the strawberry seeds. We had a seed order coming in from out of town that was very late. So I was eager to get some things going. So I brought some Alpine strawberry seeds from home. And luckily, they were met with a lot of enthusiasm in class.
Great. So, Jeremiah, you're the catnip guy. So did you grow catnip from seeds?
Yes, I did.
Really? Tell me about that.
So when Adriana brought her seeds from her house to the school, to our school, and she said we could choose 2 of them, and I saw catnip, so I said, I want to grow some catnip and see how well it does this year.
Wow. Have you ever grown catnip before?
No, this is my first time.
Wow. And can you describe it? What's it look like right now? I went to your sale later this week and went to the catnip section, what would I see?
A lot of catnip really grown up high.
How high is high?
It's like around an inch and a half.
Okay. So from seedlings,
yes.
From seeds. That's impressive. So, Andrea, what else do you have besides, you know, these your two students' specialties, the strawberries and catnip? What else do you have? You mentioned veggies earlier.
Yeah, we have a lot of broccoli, kale, cabbage. We have tomatoes and basil, parsley. Oh, gosh, lots of flowers, different flowers. We've got chervil, lots of chervil.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I didn't either, but our school chef, Susan Bronlin, she requested it, and it's been fun to get to know that plant. It's related to carrots, and it tastes like a mix between parsley and anise. or licorice.
Ooh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's really pretty too. So.
So tell me about these, Trenton. I'll ask you. So, are you, like, is this broccoli ready to eat, or are these all things that are meant to be taken home, and planted, and then people grow them at home? What do you think? Pick one of the vegetables you know about.
Well, you're supposed to take them home as little seedlings.
Ah, okay.
And then grow them from there, and then harvest them.
So it's not like the farmer's market, right? Have you been to the farmer's market in town where you can just go grab something and then take it home and cook it that day?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But I think it's cool. I love growing plants.
So Jeremiah, do you have plant growing experience?
I went down south with my family to my uncle's farm in Idaho, and I harvested potatoes. And we spent a lot of hours on the picking machine to pick out the bad ones.
Ooh, tell me about a picking machine, because I bet you don't have a picking machine in Sitka.
No, we don't have a picking machine here in Sitka.
Jeremiah is our picking machine.
Oh, right
so
on. Yeah.
Our picking machine in Idaho, my uncle has. He literally placed it in the middle of the field, and we have other machines, gets all the potatoes and dumps them in.
Okay.
And it's just a belt, like a grocery store, but big and long. And we have 6 or 12 on each side. We have to reach our hands across and pick all the bad ones.
Oh, okay. So you're judging whether it's a good potato or not.
Yes. Kay. And if it's look funny, we take it out and then we let it keep going, and then it goes into a big semi container.
Hmm.
And they go off and sell them.
So how do you know if it's potato, if it's a good one or not?
It all depends on, like, if it looks squishy, and if you grab the wrong one, try to get it before it goes into the good pile. And if it's a good one, you could just throw it back in.
Oh. So you have experience with this, maybe not with the kinds of things you're growing here, but you do definitely have experience. How about you, Trent? Do you have experience gardening anywhere else?
Before the gardening class, I knew nothing about gardening.
Okay.
It's been really fun so far. Learned a lot.
What made you decide to take the gardening class?
So honestly, I didn't have a choice. But okay, I'm very
enough.
Glad
fair enough.
That I did get into the gardening class, because it's one of my
glad
favorite
too.
Classes that I've taken.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Andrea, does this class run all year, or is it only a springtime class?
It's in the spring, but then throughout the year, with the exception of the real dark depths of winter, we have rotations in the garden. So the school is about 40 students, and we switch off between morning homeroom or crew classes. So once a week, a crew class will do some kind of garden activity in the fall, primarily. And then we also have other students coming in. So Hoots Elementary comes over to plant Thlinkit potatoes with us in the school garden, and then they come back as first graders and harvest again in the fall. We just had 3 to 5 preschool bring 19 students over.
Wow.
And the Adventist school brought 5 students over. So we're trying to get a lot of kids into the garden.
And so when you do harvest something that's ready to eat, you use them in the kitchen. Is that right? Or
yes.
Now that's a separate class, though, right? Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Yes, it's
so there's a
cook- separate class. So we basically harvest whatever we're going to use that day.
Oh, okay.
So we picked 2 weeks ago a lot of carrots. And we've been using them in the school kitchen class for salads for lunch. We had a lot of salad for 2 weeks, but hey.
It's good stuff.
It's good.
Yeah, right on.
So whatever we pick, we use it the very next day for
Great.
Lunch.
Okay, Trenton, what was the last thing you picked for lunch? Were you on one of the crews that picked for lunch, or do you do that every day?
So the last time I harvested something for a garden class was my soil chemistry class. We went out and harvested seaweed for the garden to use as fertilizer.
Yeah, good.
But you did harvest some flowers. Do you remember that?
Yeah, tulips.
Yep.
Nice.
We ate tulips.
Great. So you eat the tulips.
You can. Oh. You can eat the petals.
Nice.
In salads. And I believe they're making a tulip petal vinaigrette also in the kitchen.
Wow. Well, I enjoy reading the school lunch menu from Pacific High because there's always all kinds of cool stuff in there. And it's good to know that the things that you folks are working on in class is getting used just like you said, Jeremiah, same day. Or the next day you're using it in the recipes. So that's all the time we have for this morning. In case you just joined us, we've been speaking with three folks from Pacific High, Andrea Fraga and Jeremiah Ward and Trenton Lara. Well, good luck. The sale is coming up. Let's talk about the quick details. The sale is Thursday, the 8th of May from 2 to 7. And then if there's anything left, right, from the 1,300 plants that you have for sale, the sale will continue on Friday, the 9th of May from 5 to 7. And let's talk about where this is. Andrea, I'll let you go ahead and describe that.
Yeah, so the plant sale is in the school greenhouse, which is located behind the SEEK building, or the Southeast Alaska Career Center. That's at 205 Baranoff Street. It's also accessible by Monastery Street. And another way to think about it is it's right below the Hoots Elementary Playground and right above the Russian Bishop's house.
Great.
So parking can be a little tricky. Hopefully there'll be some parking at the SEEK building and then also on the Monastery Street side. But if folks can carpool, that would be great too.
Great. And if anybody wants more information prior to the sale, what can they do?
Oh, they can call me at 907-738-2183. Or Pacific High School.
Okay, check the Facebook page.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Awesome. So thanks very much for coming in. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:29, and I'll be back right after this.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Peter.